Joining me on the line now is Aubrey McCarthy, an owner of a business that has been in the hands of the same family for over 60 years. Mr. McCarthy said it's a sense of pride rather than profit, and it is keeping a lot of family-owned businesses open in Ireland. Aubrey, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You are the owner of the Elms Home and Living near Punchestown Racecourse. You were speaking to the Irish Independent that there aren't enough supports in Ireland for small family-owned businesses, and as a result, many are struggling to survive as they try to compete against, you know, the likes of multinational companies that are now dominating the Irish market. I think maybe to bring listeners back to the beginning of the Elms and it being a family-run business, how did it end up in the hands of your family?
So many of your listeners would know the Elms is just outside Punchestown. My father, Dennis McCarthy, and my mother used to run it. My grandfather and father were cattle dealers. They were farmers from Cork. And this was the stopover farm before the Dublin markets. So if you can imagine, Hannah, the cattle used to come up here, they'd rest the weekend, and then they'd go on to North Circular Road, which is Hanlon's Corner. That was the markets way back in the day in the 60s and 70s. And then my father started to send furniture, antique furniture, from the auction rooms at Ormond Quay back down to Cork in the cattle trailers. And that's how we became, it got into furniture and antiques. So then the outbuildings at the Elms were converted to auction rooms. That was done in 1969, around that. And we've been in business here ever since. And my mum used to run tea rooms in the old outbuildings. We used to have auction rooms. And then we'd have furniture sales and antique sales 7 days a week. So as a kid, I was born in 71. So this was part and parcel of my life. We were out there. We were meeting the community. And many of those people are still our customers today. But it hasn't been a sudden decision to decide to wind the furniture aspect down. So we're not closing the Elms per se, even though that's the article sort of gave that impression. We're closing the furniture side of it because I've been watching this space for years, and I remember shops like the House of James on the Newbridge Road, going down to your office. The House of James was an amazing shop, one of a kind. But unfortunately, it was owned by a family. There's no supports for one-off family units like the Elms, like House of James. And therefore, it couldn't survive. Footfall is actually down in Punchestown. And also, I notice online has become the focus, and it has taken a huge share. So even some of my customers from Naas, they order their goods online from the Elms. So for family-run businesses, margins are tighter, wages are going up, costs are rising, energy, insurance, etc. So it's just a perfect storm, and it's impossible for families to survive.
As you were saying, Aubrey, that competition, multinational, we're seeing a lot of options online, whether that be, you know, online shopping at the Elms, or there are different companies selling a lot cheaper. You have the likes of Temu and stuff where people are flocking to get items for cheaper. Is it a case of, I mean, do Irish retailers, small Irish retailers, stand any realistic chance in the current market if that's the way we're going down when it comes to online shopping?
I don't want to bring a negative slant, but you are 100% right, Hannah. The future is bleak for Irish retailers. And I'm on the enterprise board in the Oireachtas. And every week I always stand up for the hairdressers, the butchers, the people that are keeping the local economy going. The supports aren't there for them. But yet, if you're an Intel or a Pfizer, who do employ a lot of people in Ireland, they have amazing supports. And Enterprise Ireland, etc., is all over it. We need more for the local economy. We need more for the local business owners who keep the show on the road. And when the Intels and the Pfizers and that leave Ireland, it'll be down to the butchers, the hairdressers, the local shops, the sweet shop, to keep the economy going. And that's why when you have shops like, I see Swans and Naas, they're expanding, a wonderful success story. I see Nolan's Butchers in Kilcullen. When you look at these family-owned businesses, they need to be supported, because they will be gone, and then it's too late when you have the likes of them on the radio station being interviewed about why they're closing. So we need to build targeted support for independent family-owned retail in Ireland. And it's something I've been consistent on over the last number of years.
And what would those targeted supports be exactly?
Well, even support regarding rates, regarding energy. I know in the restaurant hospitality sector, they looked at the VAT, but there's a whole other area of supports that Enterprise Ireland do on offer to for FDI, foreign direct investment. So we need to look at a streamlined offering for local family-owned retail in Ireland. I know even for ourselves here in Punchestown, we applied for the LEO grants for different things, but unfortunately, there wasn't enough money in the pot in LEO, so we qualified for the grant, but we didn't get it. So things like that, you realise at a certain point, you need to be honest, you're sustaining something yourself, you're subsidising, and that's not viable long-term unless the government come in. Mm. And that's why even the people that are listening, the Elms has been a place where people have come for years. The tea rooms are still there. Now we call it a cafe. We still have the furniture. We still have the land. So I had a woman in here recently. She's 92. And she was telling me how she bought all her furniture off my father. And she still has everything. But it's interesting, Hannah. If I say to you, we sell couches that are going to last for 30 years. People are sort of saying, well, I don't want a couch to last 30 years. So they want to change their house every 5 to 10 years. So even the quality aspect is not as high up in the agenda. And then other people are coming in and they'll take a picture of our couch. They'll like the fabric. They'll do the measurements. And then they'll go online, reverse Google it. And then they'll realize they can get it €50 cheaper in Donegal. And it's free delivery. So people are using, they're pivoting because technology has changed the retail sector.
And that's actually, I've noticed that myself, looking at local brands, businesses, kind of small Irish-run businesses. Some people kind of criticise the higher costs that they might put for their products, but they're saying, well, it's handmade, it's, you know, the likes of ethically sourced, I put my time into this. That's not what we're used to anymore, it seems like, because of the current climate of buying quickly, efficiently, cheaply online. People aren't actually used to the quality goods anymore, it seems like.
But it seems that quality is not something that's sought after. And that's why the Temu, you know, the Temu website, the Amazon website, all of those, they're immediate. You just go online, you pick your colours, you pick your quality, you pick whatever you want, and it's cheap and it's cheerful. And that's why when we're talking about the Elms this morning, I am telling you, Anna, it's not just about one business. It's not just about the Elms. This is happening quietly across the country. And as I said, independent retailers like myself are under real pressure. I genuinely have supported this business over the last number of years. I've not taken one penny. But you need to be realistic and you need to have a serious conversation. And this isn't working. And that's why the government need to support small and family businesses. Otherwise, you risk losing the character of the towns and the communities.
Mm, that, you mentioned the community there, and as you were saying, the 92-year-old woman who you were speaking to last week who knew your father. We are seeing a lot of those closures of local businesses, the pubs, the corner shops, everything in the past few years, and people are saying it's a loss to the town or their area. Are we losing that sense of a community identity by losing these locally run, family run businesses?
Yes, we absolutely are. And people now, instead of buying the quality furniture of the past, everybody goes to IKEA or Easy Living or, you know, the big multinationals that they're not one-off family-owned retail units. And that's where the focus is. But when you do that, you don't realise by driving your car, taking your feet up to, let's say, Santry to IKEA, you are taking it away from the local community. And that's why the jobs, who, I tell you, IKEA doesn't sponsor the local GAA or the local Eadstown field day. So it's only the local businesses that do. But when you start that they're not getting the support and they're starting to close, it's the local communities that will suffer.
Aubrey, you also mentioned that the Elms, you're kind of reimagining the furniture shop to be, I suppose, more up to date in the current climate. Is that what family run businesses are looking to do now? They're just trying to stay or trying to evolve into the current market to see if that will work for them instead of having to fully shut down altogether.
Well, you know, even when we sat down, I sat down with the staff and I said, listen, this isn't the end. We pivoted before from antiques and we got into new furniture. And that took a while and it worked. But now we're having to pivot again. We have to go back to what we know. I have a beautiful farm here. I'm looking at, okay, is there an organic offering? Is there healthier food? Is there more sustainable wellness idea of an offering? And I think that's the shift that customers want. Wellness, quality, authenticity. And so I'm exploring opportunities around that experience, and well-being will be a huge focus at the Elms. I still will be open here that people can come, have their lunches, have their tea and scones, and everything is freshly baked here. So I know you can't stand still in business. You have to evolve. So that's what I'm doing here. And even though it pains me, and Hannah, when you mentioned at the start a sense of pride, listen, my mum used to soldier here in the at the worst of times, and she kept the show on the road. So that's why it kills me having to close the furniture business. But I'm being proactive rather than being forced into that situation later.